I closed my eyes, leaned my head against the plane window, and let out a big sigh. We were airborne. It was the end of a week of hell, and I couldn't be happier to leave my life behind.
That sounded awfully serious coming from someone so young, said the lady beside me. First time on a plane?
I turned to look at my seatmate. The woman had super short gray hair and was peering at me from over her glasses. She had a book open on her lap. Her expression exuded maternal warmth. First time going transatlantic. It's not the flight, though.
No?
Careful, if you get me talking, I might not shut up. I turned back to the window. My warped reflection mirrored my movement. I talk too much. Or so I'm told. The lady was silent for a moment.
We've got a long flight ahead of us. Why are you headed to Venice?
I got an au pair position. Two little boys. I'll be there all summer.
Well,
she said, her eyebrows jacking up her face.
That sounds like the perfect experience for someone your age.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Then why so glum?
I chewed my lip. Shame heated my cheeks, and to my dismay, tears pricked behind my eyelids. What was it about a kind stranger that made me want to dump out all my problems? I screwed up.
How very human of you.
But I hate being a stereotype, I blurted.
You're a stereotype?
I tugged on the end of my fiery red ponytail. I'm a redhead.
And?
And I have a temper. I'm a redhead with a temper. Do you think that it's true? That red hair comes with a temper?
Well, they say stereotypes exist for a reason, that there's always a thread of truth in them. A hair, if you will.
She waggled her eyebrows. Very punny.
Thank you. But no, I think we've all got a temper somewhere under the surface. Maybe it's harder for some of us to control, but that just comes with practice. And breathing.
She held up a manicured finger.
Breathing helps a lot.
She closed her book and tucked it into the seat pocket in front of her.
What was this horrifying screw-up?
I twisted my headphone cord around my thumb. I have two brothers, RJ and Jack. Normally we get along pretty good. But Jack, the younger one, he was pushing my buttons all week. He broke the clasp on my luggage, dropped chocolate on the couch, which I then sat in and stained my favorite jeans, and then he hid my passport and laughed while I tore my hair out looking for it for 3 days.
How frustrating.
I nodded. Seriously, so 3 nights ago after dinner, Dad told Jack it was his turn to do the dishes, but he went to play video games instead. I didn't notice at first because I went to pack, but then I came into the kitchen and everything was still a disaster. My mom had gone to bed with a headache and Dad was in the garage with RJ. I lost it. I was already so fed up that I just blew up. I paused, and my heart pounded as I relived the moment.
What did you do?
I barged into his room and...
I took a breath and put my hands to my cheeks.
My face felt like it was burning up. My voice hitched. I kicked his controller out of his hands and grabbed the back of his neck pretty hard. I picked him up and shoved him toward the door, yelling at him to pull his weight. I stopped and closed my eyes against the awful memory of what came next. The lady waited in silence. I didn't mean to. I cleared my throat. He slipped on some paper. His room is always such a disaster. He fell. I mean, we both fell, but he hit the door jamb. The sound of it. The crack. I shuddered.
Was he okay?
He hit it with his face. She grimaced. He bit through his bottom lip, chipped his front tooth, and got a black eye. I rubbed my face, trying to wipe away the memory. There was a lot of blood. I thought I was going to be sick. Not from the blood, well, maybe partly, but I just...
You felt horrible.
I nodded and looked out the window into the black nothing. I still do. My parents hit the roof. They told me I had to cancel Venice.
But you're here. So what happened?